the police department received a call of a person with a gun in the area of Highway 21. The victim called the emergency 911 asking for assistance, and officers responded out to the scene. Once they got on the scene, they separated the parties and were able to determine that a subject did have a gun with him at the time, and the person who called the police department said he had feared for his safety when the weapon was displayed.
There's also an allegation that the person who had the gun was also intoxicated.
The officers that had contacted the subject determined that he was intoxicated at the time, and you know, with intoxication and displaying of the firearm, it definitely caused some concern, especially to the victim who called for assistance.
The one who was arrested had also stated that he was concerned about the safety of a family member who supposedly had been stalked and thought that the other gentleman had been the person stalking his daughter.
Yeah, from what the report states, it seems to be there was some misunderstanding as to the reason why the victim was in the area. The person that was arrested was under the impression that this person might be someone that was after a family member, and because of that miscommunication, and I think because of the situation, maybe because alcohol was involved, some bad decisions were made, which in the end, unfortunately, resulted in an arrest.
And the reason why the victim was in the area would have been what?
Well, the victim has a company, and part of the job of the victim is to repossess vehicles, and that vehicle, he was parked across the street looking for a vehicle that he was supposed to be repossessing, and you know, because he's in the area looking for vehicles, he looks suspicious, and this is where the miscommunication, you know, started.
Also, the person who was arrested had stated that he had a peace officer commission. Just because he brought that up, what does that entitle one to do or not entitle them to do?
Well, being a commissioned peace officer, you know, whether we're on duty or off duty, we are still held to, you know, high standards. And really the question is was the officer on duty at the time when the weapon was displayed? And when we look at this situation by itself, you know, the commissioned peace officer was off duty at the time, and so the officers acted accordingly as if they were addressing a normal citizen.
Is there anything else that I missed that listeners need to know about regarding this particular incident?
The best point or the best lesson to be learned here is alcohol and firearms don't usually mix very well.